Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you on a Sunday. That's right. Now, normally we would be on Saturdays, but we have to take a little break and bring you the session today. But we want to also remind you that next week we'll start back with our teens and our youth. This week was pretty busy, and we've been trying to work on a number of things, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about, to give you a little overview and a little linkage into insight as to how we are faring with our concert, our online streaming concert, to be exact. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am coming to you this evening with a celebration. We have finally completed our online streaming concert, and as most of you might already know, I have been preparing for a rendition in honor of our dear High Priestess, Nina Simone. Because she is in the priestess category, we have to give her due diligence and pay homage to her. Now, the reason why we're restoring peace to her is because I personally believe that Nina Simone left this earth kicking and screaming. There was some unsettled business, and I know this, and some of you know it too. She did not feel that America did her justice. She felt like she was really ostracized for the type of conscious music that she was playing. As a matter of fact, a large portion of her music was banned from this country. She was not allowed to play certain songs like Black Lash Blues and Mississippi G and a number of other songs. However, she became very popular after her making her transition. All of a sudden, everyone wanted to produce her music, which was 75 years old, of course, and anything that is over 75 years old can be open to the public to utilize it and make addendums as they see fit. So they could make money off of her then. Is that what you're saying, Omi? Yes, it is. Anyone that produces music that has been older than 75 years, it used to be 90 years, now I think they've brought it down to 75 years, that you can reproduce it, it is royalty-free. Now, you know why I know about these things? I'm a performer myself, and I've produced albums in the past, and I was under a contract, and I know how royalties work. You are given a divvy of your royalties, and they're divided among all the members in the group on a regular basis. So, now, what am I saying? Today we are celebrating, and I don't want to get into all that political talk. We are celebrating our dear sister Nina Simone, and she was truly one of my idols. I adored Nina Simone and still do because she is amongst my arsonists as one of my heroes, and I do pay homage to her today. We're going to pay homage to Nina Simone. We're going to lift her up high, yai, 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 because the dear sister did not play when it comes to stage performance. When she got on the stage, she went to work. Now, I have to tell you, I've been having a great time performing some of her songs, like Be My Husband and I'll Be Your Wife. You heard me in here playing around with the song a little bit. Well, I wasn't ready then, but you better believe I'm about ready now to do that song. I even got a little dance to go with it. And in doing Be My Husband, Be My Wife, it is a song that is not played with anything but the drums. So basically, she's doing it a cappella, which I love. You notice I'm always in here doing a cappella music. You know why? Because I'm a folkloid. Folkloids have to be ready to perform music at any given time without instruments. And I'm accustomed to that. And I'm very used to doing that. So Nina Simone sit with me. Her songs fit with me very well. I wish Oh, how I wish that I was a classical piano player like her. I would die for what she knows on the piano. Ladies and gentlemen, she was educated in one of the finest conservatories for a classical piano player, which nobody cannot touch her, not bare none to these days. And her music and her print and music is being played all over the country and in other parts of the country as well. People did not know this, but Nina Simone claimed the fame was that she was not a songstress, she was not a singer, but a classical piano player. However, she learned to ad-lib, she said, and learned to sing on the spot because of the magnitude of her playing on stage. She was a performer, of course, and if you really sat down and studied Nina Simone like I have, you would get her moves. Now, dig this. This is what she said. Now, dig this. You can dig it. They can dig it. We all can dig it. Everything's copacetic. And that's the way it used to go when we were coming up as young kids. Nina Simone knew exactly what the young people liked because her desire to stay around young people was a great one. She said even when she was tired, and I quote, at the end of the day, she would still go and sign autographs and speak to those young people about the movement because she saw herself being a part of the movement, and if she was not able to participate, she could make her move through them. One, two, three. I've got my stick. Four, five, seven. Whenever you can, do your thing. Now do your thing. Now, what do you think she meant by that? She was telling them, brothers and sisters, ever you get your stick and you got your chance, go ahead on and do your thing. Because black people were getting abused with water holes and they were beaten by the authorities. And they didn't know they had some rights until Huey Newton came along and told them, you have a right to bear arms against anyone who would try to incarcerate you or try to hurt you. Huey was pulling out his notes, reading and quoting the laws. He was a toting, quoting law and a pistol toting young man as well. And I understand Nina Simone existed back there during that time. And guess what? Now, you might not have ever heard this before, and you definitely didn't hear it from Miss Jenkins, but you heard it from Omi. Nina Simone marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. She marched side by side with him in laboring for the Civil Rights Movement. But I have something to tell you about the Civil Rights Movement in a minute. We're going to discuss that. So this whole session is to celebrate Nina Simone and her being restored to peace. And in our effort to restore her to peace, we want to talk about the Civil Rights Movement and what it meant to Nina Simone. She felt like in her latter days, she was not able to participate in the United States by coming back here to march with the United States support system for Civil Rights Movement or with Dr. King. And she was real upset about this. I don't know if she was banned for being a part of the activity or just her music, but she felt real bad that she was not in the movement in her latter days and could not march with him. Now, people never tell you that Martin Luther King did make a statement about let's get together, y'all, and let's go down here to the White House and get our check. He didn't say nothing about let's go down there and be put in check. He didn't say lay down and don't move and let the officers beat you down to a pulp. He said let's go get our check. Sternly and firmly. And Nina Simone was that kind of person. She was a no-nonsense person. And she loved her blackness. When they would stop her to ask her about, well, Nina Simone, what about this thing that you talk about called blackness? And she would say, you mean that black stuff that I talk about, that black person who I feel that I am? But I love that black person. And we ought to know that we have some qualities because our blackness give us those qualities. That's how she would talk and carry on. She didn't mind telling them that she thought a lot of herself. And she carried herself with dignity, the way all of us should carry ourselves as African Americans. And that's why I feel so honored in being able to present Nina Simone in my way. I'm going to do it my way. I didn't say the way of the media, but I said my way. Nina Simone was a folklorist. She was a jazz singer. She was a blues singer. She was an a cappella singer. She loved dancing. And guess what? She performed on stage. Something she did that was so unique that most people probably missed it as she was performing. Nina Simone knew how to capture an audience. She had to have, because she performed in front of mostly Caucasian people. She learned that sometimes they didn't care for her music, or sometimes they looked down upon her and made her feel very low. So she mesmerized them. What do you mean by that, Omi? Well, she put them in a trance. That's what priestess do when somebody don't like you and they don't care for you and they have it out for you. You turn the hands and put them right in the trance. In a figure eight, she said. The figure eight that she does on stage, if you go back and watch her performance, you'll see her doing the figure eight. And the figure eight represents infinity, and it will put anyone under a trance, in a subconscious trance, so that they're mesmerized by her music, and she holds them in a place and time. Quite clever, I would say. Nina Simone was very clever. She was a very intellectual person, but she also was a get-elect intellectual queen. She loved going back, visiting her hometown, acknowledging her roots and who she was, even though she moved to Europe and lived in a predominantly all-white area. She came back with tears in her eyes for what she found here in America, disgraced by what she saw happening to her community, and most of all, she was very concerned about the youth, very concerned about the youth and what they felt and how they felt about themselves, just as I am. She has some outstanding qualities. I like to celebrate Nina Simone today by saying we ought to lift her up, and I'm declaring December the 29th, 2013, as Nina Simone's Day, as the first initial Nina Simone's Day. We will have an annual conference every year in honor of Nina Simone, and along with the concerts of music and song, we will have spoken word. We will also have spoken word done by those deaf poets, and their being are dysfunctional, hard of hearing, class of people in a special population who are normally discriminated against and who never get to perform on stage. Here for the first time, you'll be seeing it on my show where the deaf poets will be performing and they will have their interpreters performing for them. If you ever seen anything such as the deaf poets, go back and look at one of my shows on demand or listen to it and you will hear the voice of Michelle Banks. And she is not speaking in her own first voice, but an interpreter speaks for her. She is an all-time performer on stage, and I have asked Richard and her to participate in an activity with me, and they are being requested to come on stage with their entourage. Now, and if that is granted, I will be so, so grateful because they perform very well. Now, I'm with also poets group as well, so I will be inviting a large portion of my poet friends who are writers, who are orators and spoken word artists, and they will be performing as well. Here's the other thing. We want to get some storytellers in there, traditional African folklore storytellers like Teju Oluboni. If some of you remember him or know him, he's the white beard. Now, Teju Oluboni is one of the better performing artists out there. I've had the pleasure of touring with him for a short period of time. He taught me so much, and I'm still learning some of the things that he taught me about storytelling. It would be grand if I could send a shout-out to wherever he might be outside of the country. If he will accept our offer and be a part of our program, I would love it. However, we're now trying to locate Teju Oluboni, so if we do locate him, you will be in for a surprise, a grand surprise. Now, once again, there will be workshops. There will be booths, and there will be presentations, seminars, and symposiums done on music and music lessons. Most of you might not know this, but I retired to a life of music. I have not stopped teaching, but I teach in a different perspective. I understand that a child's developmental brain is developed through the music keynotes, and its dendrums grow rapidly because of Bach and all of those guys and the various different music lessons they take, such as Suzuki piano and Suzuki violin, which I'm very fond of. Now, you might have heard my son, my grandson, in this room for the first time playing on the violin on Suzuki lessons he demonstrated. If you go back on demand and look up Landon Outer, he was performing for the first time for the opening of our music movement class. One of the things that we will have is a music consortium. So we will perform, and we will have performances, and they will be children that are probably preschoolers, 3- and 4-year-olds will be performing in the future in our consortium. And that is what we're working on feverishly right now. We do have an online proposal for students online to sign up for those Mommy and Me classes as well as for those preschooler classes for music movement. Everything is about music. Everything is about music. This music inside of me, it has to sing. Come winter, come fall, or come spring, I'll sing on a new day and one winter's night, and my voice will echo all during the night. That's just one of my poems that I'm converting to a song. It's very important that we include music with everything and movement for African-American children. They dance to the rhythm. They move to the rhythm. Their heartbeat is to the rhythm of the beat. So they are classically wired for music. And without music, you cannot properly teach math. Some have found that they have not ever had to pick up a math book, but only to pick up their drums and their music to teach mathematics. So our children can learn through creative activity of movement. You must teach them steps. You must teach them chants. You must also do call and response and allow them to learn the lyrics to the words. And don't just let them muffle over it and not enunciate words. The whole point of learning how to enunciate words is the first preparation for reading. And that is where I want to bring you in at. Our room is called Care to Read. So music allows you to incorporate literacy and reading, and you can teach a child to read through teaching them music and chant. And that's what we're about. We're about to go and look at our first opportunity for a consortium building to house our music lessons. And that will be forthcoming. We're working on that now. But I want to alert you mothers out there in the northern Indiana area. I am a music instructor. I have been teaching voice lessons in the preschool setting for more than 5 years in that area, kindergarten preschoolers. Most of my children sing, and they know at any given time I want them to sing a note. Am I good at it? I don't profess to be the expert, but I practice hard, and I love what I do. So that makes me an expert. Once again, I like to say, today we're going to do Lift Every Voice and Sing in honor of Nina Simone. So if you'll stand with me with your fists held high to the sky, we'll do our national black anthem. Lift every voice and sing till open heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty, till our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky. Let us march on till victory is won. Sing a song full of the hope that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has taught us. facing the rising sun till a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, born in a day when hope on board we see. Yet will a steady be, and not a weary seed. Come to the place for which our Father sighed. Now, I won't sing that whole song because it's a bit lengthy, but I will sing for the Americans, "Oh Beautiful." Oh, beautiful, oh, spacious skies, oh, amber waves of grace, oh, purple mountains, majesty above the future place, America, America, God shed His grace on thee. Stop at that note. Thank you so much, family. And as we do our patriotic signs, know that we're still American, yet we may be locked abroad like Nina Simone found herself, and she had to bring back the Backlash Blues. And we're going to leave you with the Backlash Blues for sure, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Nina Simone. What was her persona? What was she like? She was a very caring person, but she was a person who spoke her mind and didn't mind telling you what was going on in her mind. And from time to time, she would express herself very well. And she got on stage and she performed, and performing with her band. Her band and her worked hand in hand together. And as I view her tapes and go back over her music, there are dances that I will be doing on stage and a lot of her stuff she does with her band. I, too, once had a band that I worked with, and Randy, if you're out there, my drummer, I want to give the drummer some right now. So why don't we give the drummer some, and we'll go right over and give the drummer some. Now, Randy, he oftentimes loved playing the drums, so we're gonna acknowledge Randy, my drummer from Europe. And, Randy, I know you're somewhere out there in Rheinstein, or possibly Hannah. We're going to give the drummer some. Let's give the drummer some right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that went out to Randy. We wanted to give the drummer some. Right now, because of our time, let us just do our prayer and worshiping. We'd just like to acknowledge all of those who will be supporting me in doing this concert, those who will be participating and working with us. We want to acknowledge them and say thank you so very much for supporting me in doing the actual media streaming. I'm working with a couple of people right now. We're going to be bringing on another task force because I've never done the online concert before, so it'll be all brand new for me. I perform many times on stages throughout Europe in palaces. We've even performed for Princess Diana, so tell me how elegant you have to be on TV performing for Princess Diana in a foreign country. I felt so honored to be able to perform Candle in the Wind. And remind me to do Candle in the Wind for you. I'm not prepared to do it today. The Goodbye England Rose. Goodbye England Rose, may you ever. I'm not going to sing the song today because it's a little bit lengthy in our time. So anyway, in Europe, you have a greater opportunity to perform and you have all access to stage, palaces, and presenting before dignitaries. I had a chance to perform with Mrs. Faulkner, Joan Faulkner, who is the lady of jazz there in Europe, and she is from Gary, Indiana. Joan Faulkner, I am going to be making contact with you, sister, because we will have to do some jazz concerts, and we'll bring you on the air with us as soon as we can. Now, Joan Faulkner is an all-around household word in Europe. She has her own sitcom and her own performance on stage, in addition to being a gospel singer, a jazz singer as well. And many, many people that we perform with while there, LaBouche, I'd like to give thanks to LaBouche for allowing us to perform with them while in Europe as a backup. So we've done many great people as a backup, but now I'm breaking a loose as a solo, and I am trying to perfect my art and my trade before I make my transition off this earth to be an ancestor. Now, if you look on the Facebook, you'll see the whole description of what we plan to do for that particular whole year. We'll be on tour. And it will be every 7 days we'll be doing a streamer online, so you'll be able to see the show online, and there'll be workshops and seminars and symposium, everything to deal with music. I will be giving away some demos for my spoken word. You'll be able to get our newsletter and our magazine that we're coming out called Omiyinka Project. So we'll be giving out many things on in that conference. I am a guru of conference and workshops, so we put all this around what I do best, and that is to conference you to death. And you know how I love to speak. So we'll have people heading up these various different conferences. You won't have Omi doing each and every one. Thank God. And we'll have a diverse group of people bringing on these seminars and workshops. We'll also have organic gardening, dealing with preparation of the food of organic gardening, where people will be filming from their home and talking to you about hoop houses, all the things that we've been doing throughout the 5 years here in this conference on learning about organic gardening and hoop housing and understanding alternative holistic medicine. All these things will be going on throughout the whole year, and you will be able to capture that in a streamer. And this is in honor of Nina Simone Day, and that is December 29th, 2013. Will be the first day that we'll kick that off, and that will be at noon, from noon to 11:30. You can find us on air. Now, this is a grand time for me because I get to see how social media really works. We'll be working with some top-notch engineers such as William LaFrance Garth, our lead engineer, computer science engineer, my computer love. So he'll be working with us. Also, Terrell Alexander Garth will be working with us as our new organizational manager. He, too, has a graphic design background. He'll be heading up and designing our graphic area. And we bring our family on first. We must pay homage to the family and the house first. And we will be bringing on board a brand new person working with us, and that is Philip Baden, who is our social media specialist. He will be working with that team of Computer Law and his brother, and they're called the team, in other words, the crew. And then we have a grand group of people who are poets and artists who will be actually dropping in to give us tidbits of preparation for writing and for collaborating to do your own CD. How do you do your packaging for your CD? How do you actually write poetry? What frame of mind should you be in? And there will be performers, on-site performers. So you'll be able to gather spoken word information, voiceover. You'll be able to also get folkloric music. Now, if it be inshallah, I'd like to invite the all-American folkloric Mrs. Ella Jenkins, who happens to be my cousin. Wouldn't you know it? My sister's name is Ella Jenkins, and she's related to our family. I've met with her before, and I said before she transitioned, I'd like to perform on stage with her. So here's my opportunity to bring her aboard right from her home and have her do something like, waiting in the water, waiting in the water, children, waiting in the water. The Lord's gonna trouble the water. See that? Now, I'm not gonna go into all the songs, but anyway, that's one of her songs, and I'd love to do that song with her. Now, once again, we're gonna try to get as many artists as we can. Now, we did have a couple artists in our room earlier this year, and they were just getting off the ground, and we might bring them back. But we're gonna try to promote rhythm and blues and artists, and also Kenneth Wright. Kenneth Wright is a local director of music who gave me voice lessons. I like to send a shout-out to Kenneth Wright, my first voice music teacher. We will definitely be bringing Kenneth Wright on and his group. They've traveled to Australia. They have done musical programs throughout the country and abroad. So, Kenneth Wright, I want to send a shout-out to you and thank you for all of the music lessons you gave me and all the work we did together in putting together Albertina Walker shows in Chicago. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been stuck in the classroom, I was just unable to perform and get involved. Now that I'm out of that classroom, I have broke away. I am in my new element and my natural element of performing on stage, and you know how I love to perform and act out. And here's my chance to act out, and I'm going to do it. Because I know Nina Simone needs this. She needs this because she went through so much. I want to pour libation in honor of Nina Simone. I pour libation in honor of Oluduma Ray, and then Akamare, Obatala, and Yamin Ye, and Nina Simone. I call on the spirit of Nina Simone today that she might come and permeate this place, and she might help us to prepare for this rhythm and blues that we're about to have. If you'll lift your hands at me all over the place and just be still, we're calling on you that she might be present with us today. And Nina, we know the struggle you went through. We know the hardship you went through. We know how hard it was.
Be still and know.
So I want you to know that we are coming out in honor of you.
You know that.
Nina, we're giving you a special day.
You
might feel like a
you
and know who we ever forget. The work and the great music that you've done for us. We are still benefiting.
When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame.
Musical. Oh, Nina, we
remember
all the fears that
were
out there. peace for the collective, all of the music country, all of the high
kind of music, the valley,
the babies are even
and shadow comes down from morning now comes to be. Be still,
and then we'll be able to go forth to show you with us and be able to acknowledge you. We are so sorry. We apologize to America. We apologize for where America is from.
No one standing beside you.
We ask that you would make the way plain and clear, that you will open every door for us, Nina. And we thank you, Nina, that you will give us the spirit and the fortitude we need to go out and to do this show. We ask that every one of Nina Simone's family members be praying for us as we bring forth the true Nina Simone, the ghetto intellect, the high priestess of soul and of blues. We love you, Nina, and we magnify what you've done, and we just want to send out high homages to you today, oh high priestess. Oh, high priestess, know that as I stand forward in front of you, I am not worthy even to latch your shoes, but allow me to demonstrate your music once again that it may permeate throughout this world. And we thank you, Nina, for all that you've done for us and all that you will be doing for us in the spirit realm. And we say to God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you might not know Nina Simone in her presence and working with Dr. Martin Luther King, but she stood side by side with Dr. Martin Luther King, and she did a great thing. Check your history books. It's in there. Nina Simone was a great, outstanding liberator. She was like Moses, and she was the underground Moses. She was moving people and helping people to rise to their right position. So I honor her as a civil rights movement, not just as a jazz singer, not just as a blues singer, or as a piano player, but I honor her as a national civil rights movement. And as we look at her legacy, may we be able to leave busts all over the city and different museums of Nina Simone. May we erect her, and may we do her service, because she is truly one of our legendary leaders, and we'd like to acknowledge her today. And if you just rest in the fact that Nina Simone spirit is in this place, and you'll be able to see it throughout the diaspora. And go out on my Everbright. I put something out on Facebook, a whole description of what our program will be like for the whole year that we're going to be on tour. I have put everything else aside other than the school we're working on for the music school and introducing our social media on the Harambe station. Those are the only two things we're doing this year, and focusing in on Nina Simone. And my book project has been put on hold periodically until we finish this tour and this whole presentation for Nina Simone. This is going to be a grand time to meet up with some of my old friends and to perform on stage with them as they perform from their prospective locations. We will all be on the camcorder in different places performing. So this is the first time we've ever done this, but these are people I perform with. Susu Billy B., my other African group, where we came up, we coined the new genre under gospel reggae. This is what we are producing all this music under. Most of my songs will be done in a reggae form. I am a Rasta, and I love a Rasta music, and my man has made me fall in love with a Rasta music. So we are introducing gospel reggae. And when we were in Germany, we did French gospel reggae, and we did that out on the banks of the rivers, and we sang those songs, and those songs had meaning to them because they were spiritualist songs. So we'll be doing a lot of Nina Simone's music and incorporating other gospel singers in there as well. And most of you know me as gospel My name was Ebony Gospel Soul, so I'll be bringing some of my gospel